Have you ever walked into a room or a game, a meeting or a moment and instantly felt smaller? Like the person across from you is somehow ahead of you, more successful, more confident, more complete. And suddenly it's showing up as performance anxiety, overthinking, trying to prove yourself, chasing a level of success that never quite feels attainable. But here's the truth that most people miss. This isn't about them being better than you. It's about what you're searching for underneath the pressure. Because when you strip it back, what's really driving that intimidation isn't comparison, it's a deeper need for acceptance, for belonging, for being loved. And for many of us, that quiet desire to finally feel like we've made our parents proud. In this episode, I want to unpack what's actually happening in those moments, why intimidation hooks you so deeply, and how to shift from performing for approval to showing up from who you really are. Because the moment you stop trying to earn belonging, your confidence changes, your performance settles, and you stop giving away your power to people you've placed on a pedestal. Let's get into it. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Playing golf this afternoon with my usual crowd, and an old mate, a very old mate from way back from primary school, is joining us. He just so happens to be a very good golfer. He's been at scratch in the past. He's playing off probably about two, I think, at the moment, whereas the rest of us are somewhere between 18 and 20 something. So there's a fair difference in standards, right? We part-time golfers, where we certainly don't play that regularly, semi-regularly. I don't know about the others, but I'm not practicing a great deal, certainly nowhere near what I would need to improve. And just thinking about it today, I'm thinking in the past, and actually not so long ago, in a situation like that, I would have felt quite intimidated by someone who's that much better than me. And that doesn't just show up, well, it didn't just show up in on the sporting field in situations like that, but workplaces, meeting new people, networking, friend situations, relationships, I would have that level of intimidation, feeling not good enough, all of those different things. And you might be able to relate. There might be different times where you've felt performance anxiety come on when you're stepping up to another level, or whether you're connecting with people that maybe you perceive that are at a different level to you, or maybe in terms of results, they are at a different level to you, and that's normal as well. And so I want to explain today like why that is, but I also want to give you some ideas on what you could do differently. How can you approach it differently? How can you start to look at that differently? So what happens is that when, well, you would know it if you've experienced it, right? Pardon me. You start getting to that place of thinking about this person or group where you're feeling like you might be a bit out of your depth, and you start overthinking things. You might even start feeling a bit anxious. You're kind of trying to prove yourself. Now, where that's born from, and you might remember times where when you're growing up in a sporting environment where sometimes it feels like you're not fully accepted into a team until you show some level of quality where they go, oh, okay, this guy can play a bit. So it's kind of that searching for belonging. I've had people explain this to me themselves. I've experienced it myself. I've watched it happen. And that, rather than that being the cause of it, that's actually more something at a younger age that reinforces the belief already. Because what really is happening is, even though it feels like we're trying to find belonging, acceptance, being included, liked, loved, it's actually more to do with that very that pattern that would have been installed at quite a young age, which is just trying to make our parents proud, to feel like we're loved. And there's usually actions from inadvertently by our parents that, you know, that have us think this way. But is it more often than not, it is from how we, in our young mind, while we're still growing in those, you know, first 5-6 years, like I've discussed before, just trying to make sense of the world, and we create these ideas and think about, well, okay, if this is happening, it must mean this. And often it comes down for the young child mind that we're just equating people's reactions to they love me or they don't love me. So we're literally going out there trying to gain people's love, trying to make our parents proud, and that pattern's still playing out at an older age. So that's understanding it, but then what do you do about it? So the moment... I'll tell you why it's important, because the moment you stop chasing belonging and acceptance and feeling like you're included, so the moment you stop, you start feeling more confident, you start finding more consistency, your performance actually settles, and you'll stop giving your power away to those people that you put on a pedestal. So the first step is always self-awareness. So it's catching yourself when you're having those moments and just being aware of how your physical body reacts when you're in those moments. It's like, where does your thought process going to? So do you have a bodily reaction? Do you feel the anxiety? Do you have a crush on your chest? Do you like, does your head start spinning? Like, whatever it is for you. Jitters, butterflies in your stomach, whatever it is. So it's awareness of that, the physical thing. Where do your thoughts go? Like, what are the sort of stories you start telling yourself? What are some of those thoughts that just start playing on a loop? And how do you react emotionally? Because when you can have that self-awareness around what happens, and that's the first step, catch yourself, then you can start to change. Because then it might happen, you go, oh, wow, isn't that interesting? Instead of seeing it as a negative and, oh no, you know, I'm this, I'm that, and you start creating all these stories about what the reaction means, instead, just with curiosity, just go, oh, isn't that interesting that I reacted like that? Wonder why that is. And instead of like almost self-attacking you, which we can be all prone to at different times, it's just, yeah, that curiosity, but noticing. Because what will happen is the next time you're faced with that, while you may not react differently initially, you'll be quicker to realize, oh, I've just done that again. Oh, I'm about to do that again. Or maybe it goes on a bit longer and you go, oh, goodness, I'm playing this same story again and I'm reacting this way and I'm going to try and snap myself out of it. I remember one of my mates who works in the personal growth space say that it's like their mini-me, that they just say, oh, thank you for passing on that, but I don't need that message today. And I thought that was a really, really simple way of just framing that inner voice, the ego voice that sometimes looks to, well, it's trying to keep us safe, but sometimes it's safety that we don't need. So awareness is the first step. And then, like I always talk about, it's in journaling on it. Acknowledge where it's happened, when it's happened. Start having to think about why you might have reacted that way. Start having to look back, like where else has this happened over the course of my life? And then ultimately, it's having to think about, well, what actually am I trying to achieve there? Is it to really, because I want to impress this person? Because that's not really what's happening at a subconscious level. What you're really just wanting is that, make your parents proud. It sometimes can be as simple as that. Because then you can start mapping out a different story in your head, the acknowledgement, the thinking about where it's come from, the origin of this story, and then writing a different story. Then showing up with that different story and then holding yourself to account by continuing to monitor that with your journaling process. And if you feel like you need more help with that and you feel like you're stuck and you need some more strategies to shift the thinking, because sometimes that alone won't shift the subconscious belief, but you need a circuit breaker. You probably heard me talk about that before then. Yeah, let me know, because it might be something simple as me sending you a resource that helps you with that. And if you're really ready to dive in, then we can explore the different options there. And the other thing I want you to keep an ear out for and an eye out if you're watching is I'm going to start doing some regular, I'd say once a month, high-performance hacks sessions that you'll be able to show up and start learning some of these hacks. And one of them will be is like, how do you actually recalibrate your brain? How do you rewire the neural pathway so that subconscious belief shifts? Because I want to get as much of this information out there as possible. And of course, it gives people an opportunity to get an experience with me. And for those who are looking for more than that, are curious about coaching, I know a lot of people say to me, yeah, I've been thinking about and coming and speaking to you for a few years now. And so that might just demystify it for you, might just make it clearer around what the coaching process is like and maybe allay some of your fears or concerns if that's where you're sitting as well. So go through this process as I described it. Awareness is the first piece. Then it's holding, it's acknowledging that, writing it out in your journal, and then creating that new story. And you'll be able to get to the point where those times where you might have felt intimidated or you have performance anxiety or it shows up in another way for you, overthinking's the classic one, you'll be able to completely shift how you approach that situation. Like I said, more confidence, more consistency. Your performance will be like, you know, a more settled approach that's going to feel so much better to you. And yeah, stop giving away your power. Start feeling more of that self-control and start realizing it. So often when we go into these situations, the only person that we need to worry about is ourselves, and just continuing to either enjoy ourselves depending on the situation, like this afternoon with my golf, because I'm certainly not there to try to win tournaments, but also just trying to continue to improve. Find that essence of growth that's so important to us as people, and just enjoy life more without stressing about things that, when it comes down to it, aren't really that important. As always, if you haven't done so, please follow, subscribe, and even better, leave a review if you like what you've heard, and help me to get in front of more people and continue to get more of those fantastic guests, so you can hear more about what they use for their improvement and just to hear some really cracking stories as well. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.